A reading from the Good News according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Status. It's an interesting idea, isn't it? I think every society in the world has its own status system. It must be in our DNA. How well Jesus knew that. For some, it depends on birth. For others, it's a matter of success, mostly financial success. It could be a matter of intelligence, or cleverness, or talent in some area, like music, or writing, or art, or sports. It seems as if from the time we're born, people are comparing us to others. And then as we get older, we do that to ourselves. Who's the most popular? The prettiest? The funniest? We could go on and on. A lot of members of the human family seem stuck on being number one. Remember the song, "What's It All About, Alfie?" Alfie's search for pleasure and self-esteem reached a dead end when he realized that he was on the wrong track. In searching for a certain status in his life, he ended up on the road to nowhere. Maybe he should have started at the other end of the road. In today's gospel reading, we once again find Jesus at a dinner party, mingling with the rich and famous. He was always in the crowd, but not part of the crowd. He so often seems to be looking at the situation from a distance, a psychological distance, as he comments on what's happening. No doubt he sees the guests jockeying for position, maybe elbowing each other out of the way as each one seeks the places of honor. That must really have annoyed Jesus, don't you think? His experience of his Father's love had taught him that all are equal. All are brothers and sisters in the same family. There is no place of honor in the heavenly banquet because all are one and all are included in the same way. I actually had the experience once of going to the wedding of a friend, and as I came into the banquet hall, I was alone. So I looked for a seat where I could be inconspicuous. I was feeling shy because I didn't know the other guests, but I still wanted to be there. So after I was seated in the corner, the father of the bride came up to me and said, "We have a place reserved for you at the head table. Come and join us." I'll never forget my joy at that moment and the relief I felt not to have to sit with strangers. In the reign of God, however, there are no strangers, and everyone is at the head table. For everyone who exalts themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.